you?
Oh, hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling regarding the $29 payment for your website hosting. We're still having trouble processing that.
Oh, yeah. Let me work to my truck and I get my other car and I'm going to give you to do the car number to do the payment for this and just to cover this then and then we can just disconnect to that.
Okay, so you want to pay the past due balance and then cancel right after, correct?
You say $29, right?
Yeah, it's $29 for your website hosting.
Yeah, okay. I mean, because I already got another app, so I don't want to keep that anymore.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a good thing that I caught you because right now you're just past due for $29. But on December 21st, you'll be past due for 58, so we'll catch it before that next payment hits. You're going to go walk to your car right now?
Yeah, let me walk there to my truck now. Let me walk there and I get it.
Of course. No problem. So you said you have a different service that you're working with now?
Because I've already been paid a lot of money on the Local Splash, and it's not working for me. So that's why I already canceled the other thing, because I was looking like it's not working to me.
I see. So, yeah, no problem. I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, but once we get that past due balance, we can definitely cancel it for you. Not a problem.
Let me see.
It could be that the card that we have is still good and maybe the expiration changed. So if it still ends in 8952 when you get to your truck, I don't need the number. I already have that stored. But if it's a whole different number, I can update it for you.
Okay, hold on. Let me. The car number is, I think it's this one here, one that you have, I guess. The car number is 4737. 03-39-77-94-89-52. The expiration date is 08-26.
And the code on the back?
600.
Got it. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure that everything processes. It said the transactions declined. Do you think that the $29 is available on this card?
I don't think so. That means I don't have no more money on there. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Go ahead. Try it again.
Try it again. Okay, so let me go ahead and try one more time. It says a duplicate transaction has been submitted, so it probably wants me to wait a minute before I try it again. Let me just delete the invoice and I'll recreate it so it looks like it's a fresh. Okay. So today is 12/13. Okay, now it worked. I got the green light for you, Jose. So one question before I cancel the site. I don't know who you're working with or what the other service is, but I'm looking at your Google business profile, and the site that we built for you is being promoted on everything. And it's your business name. It's mixtexotreeservices.com. So once we cancel this, we're going to lose that site. And what that means is if you ever want to build a site in the future, you might just get treeservicegoosecreek.com or something. You won't get your business name because it won't be available. So if you like, I'll send you the link to it on a text message so that you can look at it. And I can push the next billing out for 30 days, which means the site that you just paid is paid in full till January 13th. So if you want, I can cancel it now, or you can take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, and then you can decide by January 13th if you wanted to keep it or not. I think it's beneficial for you to keep it because we have your business name as the web address. You know what I mean? That's going to be hard to obtain again once we lose it.
But I feel like it because I think it's to pay for the, just keep it there on Google. I think it just had to be like at least like $12, I guess, but $29, I think. It's too much, I guess, because I've been trying to figure out and just to keep it on Google. I think that costs like $12 or $13, something like that.
Well, let's say you went out and bought a new website and you paid $12 a month to host it. That new website will never bring you a client if people can't find it. So in that case, you're taking $12 a month and you're throwing it down the toilet, right? Because it won't bring you a client if it's not getting exposure. So the beauty to what we do is when we built that site for you, we put it on Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, YouTube, Merchant Circle. There's 48 directories that we put that site on for you. So even though you canceled the rest of the program and you're not paying for the first page placement anymore, that site is still out there on the internet and it's still got a potential to bring you clients because it's attached to everything associated with your business, right? So that's all that I'm saying is, you know, for it might be beneficial for you to keep the site because it's already getting exposure and it's on all of those different directories.
So just leaving for right now, so, and at the end I'll figure out what I'm going to do but later, but for now, so I just leaving for now. Anyway, you said already, you already paid to January 13th, or...
Yeah, your billing date is on the 21st, so you were supposed to get charged again on December 21st, but I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So since today is the 13th, I just pushed your next billing out to January 13th. That way you'll get a full month. So if you decide that you don't want to keep the site in January, you just call us a couple of days before the 13th and we'll cancel it and you won't have any further charges. But I think mm-hmm. what you're doing is very smart to keep it in the meantime until you decide, you know, indefinitely what you want to do.
Okay. Well, so for right now, just leaving for now and I'll see what I can do.
Okay. You got it, Jose, and I sent you the site on a link so you can see it. If there's a little orange banner at the top, don't worry about that. That will be taken down within one business day, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
all
well,
right.
Have a nice rest of your day.
Yeah. Okay, thanks to you, and thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Bye.